91X News.
It's 4 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Jessica Clement. Police located and arrested a woman yesterday who they believe was involved in a series of church thefts in Belleville late last month. Police said that they were seeking a man and woman who had been visiting churches in the area, claiming they were in need of food and other help, but instead took the opportunity to steal electronics and other items to pawn for cash. Yesterday afternoon, police issued an update identifying the two suspects, a 24-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man. A few hours later, the woman was arrested. She was wanted on an outstanding warrant for theft under $5,000, fraud under $5,000, and a possession of stolen property. The man is wanted for the same charges, but it looks as though the woman will be the only one appearing in court today, as the Belleville police continue their search for the second suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call Belleville Police or Quinney Crime Stoppers. For the fifth year in a row, Loyalist College welcomed 10,000 villages, giving students and faculty the opportunity to shop for handcrafted gifts just in time for the Christmas season. QNET's Alana Pickrell has the story.
This is the sound of one of the many homemade musical instruments available through 10,000 villages. Each product is homemade from developing countries all over the world, making the gifts unique and meaningful. Loyalist student Haley McKillican explains what the organization means to her.
I like it, especially around Christmas time. It is great because every item has a message and it gives a meaning behind the gifts that I'm giving to people. So,
although 10,000 Villages is no longer at Loyalist College, they have a local store in both Picton and Coburg and plan to attend the college again next December. Alana Pickrell, QNET News, Belleville.
A military funeral will be held today near Hamilton to honor the life of an area Air Force pilot who was killed last week while on a domestic training mission in the prairies. Karen Rebo has the story.
29-year-old Captain Thomas McQueen with 401 Tactical Fighter Squadron at Four Wing Cold Lake, Alberta, was killed November 28th when his CF-18 crashed on the Saskatchewan side of the sprawling Cold Lake Air Weapons Range. McQueen was from Fisherville, Ontario. Hundreds are expected at this morning's 11 a.m. service at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum in nearby Mount Hope. Four CF-18 Hornets from Bagotville, Quebec, will conduct a flyby during the ceremony, after which a procession will travel along an extended Highway of Heroes to Ottawa for private interment at the Beechwood National Cemetery. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press.
And Time magazine has named President-elect Donald Trump as its Person of the Year, which Trump called a great honor in a telephone interview on NBC's Today Show.
It means a lot, especially me growing up reading Time magazine, and you know, it's a very important magazine, and I've been lucky enough to be on the cover many times this year, and last year.
The cover reads, Donald Trump, President of the Divided States of America. Although in the NBC interview, Trump argues that he never divided the people of America, saying, we're going to put it back together and we're going to have a country that's very well healed. Democrat Hillary Clinton was the second place finalist. Syrian rebel factions are proposing a 5-day ceasefire for the evacuation of civilians from the eastern part of Aleppo. Reporter Sarah Eldeeb says the proposal comes as Syrian government troops capture more ground in Aleppo's old city.
Today they have already laid their hands on an important section of the old city, and we understand there is still some bombing and artillery shelling in the southern edge of the eastern Aleppo area.
The proposal calls for the immediate evacuation of 500 seriously wounded Aleppo residents. The Syrian government led an intensive bombing campaign that knocked out medical facilities in the divided city. Premier Kathleen Wynne suggests the Ontario government will not stand in the way of any formal requests to impose road tolls on two major highways leading into downtown Toronto. Progressive Conservative leader Patrick Brown wants the Liberals to reject a proposal to impose tolls on the Don Valley Parkway and Gardiner Expressway. Wynne told the legislature she won't disrespect municipalities the way the Tories did.
It's not surprising that the leader of the opposition, who has no plan for building transit, for building transportation infrastructure in this province, that he would be calling on us to take unilateral action against the City of Toronto, Mr. Speaker. We're not going to do that.
Toronto Mayor John Tory, a former provincial progressive conservative leader, accuses Brown of trying to score cheap political points by opposing road tolls as a revenue tool for the cash-strapped city. A report was released last Wednesday by the Ontario Auditor General, which says that the hospital patients in Ontario are looking at a longer wait time now than in the past 20 years. According to the report, 47% of patients who should have had an emergency surgery within 2 to 8 hours had to wait over 10 on average instead. This problem can be found at hospitals across the province. The high wait times are being associated with emergency surgical patients not being given priority and the operating rooms not being fully used. QNET News is in the process of taking a local look into this provincial issue. The Canadian Union of Public Employees says its lawsuit against the Ontario Premier and two cabinet ministers over the sale of Hydro One is finally heading to court. Coop Ontario President Fred Hahn says that the suit is aimed at stopping the sale of any more shares in the giant electricity transmission utility while the province is still the majority shareholder. The government has already sold about 30% of the shares to Hydro One, and plans to sell another 30% to raise billions of dollars to pay down debt and to fund public transit and infrastructure projects. In September, Coop served the Ministry of Attorney General with a notice of intent to sue Premier Kathleen Wynne, Financial Ministers Charles Souza, and former Energy Minister Bob Chiarelli for misfeasance. The union claims that the Liberals inappropriately mixed government and party business by holding fundraisers and with cabinet ministers, including one $7,500 a ticket event with Souza and Chiarelli that was attended by bankers who profited from the privatization of Hydro One. Wynne says that the province's integrity commissioner looked into the issue and confirmed that there was no wrongdoing. That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
Do you want to get where you need to go on time?
Yes!
Do you want a fast, efficient, and affordable way to get around our great city?
We want that!
Then let's hop on the bus!
Not only is Belleville Transit reliable, efficient, and safe, but by reducing the number of cars on our roads, it helps the environment. All that on 9 routes that will get you to where you need to be.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
QNET News Sports. Local curler Kayla McMillan is heading to the Provincial Curling Championships near Ottawa in the new year. The under 21 competition is being held in Russell, Ontario, near Ottawa. McMillan is on Team Brandwood, which is led by Chelsea Brandwood from Kitchener, Ontario. McMillan and her team scored a come-from-behind victory in the B final of the qualifying round over a team from St. Catharines. Both Ontario NHL teams are in action tonight as the league presents a 4-game schedule. Toronto is home to Minnesota while Ottawa visits San Jose. The Maple Leafs are playing for the first time since Saturday when they were wrapped up a 3-game road trip with a 3-2 shootout loss in Vancouver. The Leafs are 8-3 this season at Air Canada Centre. The Senators in San Jose tonight as they continue a 4-game road trip. It's the first of 3 games in California before returning home. Ottawa's coming off an 8-5 loss in Pittsburgh on Monday and are expected to go with Mike Condon in net. The Sharks are hot, winning 6 of the last 7 games. Toronto Football Club players bundled up in training yesterday, knowing that the Saturday night's MLS Cup final against the Seattle Sounders will likely be even chillier. TFC coach Greg Vanney says that he has been checking in with the weather ahead of the match.
I have looked at the weather forecast. I'm hoping that it will warm up a little bit, trying to keep an eye on whether they're planning for snow on Saturday or Sunday. But I've learned a little bit to not look too soon because it can change a little bit. So I got one eye on that.
A concussion conference was held in Ottawa yesterday where a group of former professional football and hockey players said that there is a desperate need for a national standard to diagnose and treat concussions in sports. Former National Hockey League player Eric Lindros says that one blanket protocol would be the best way to simplify and standardize the approach to concussions. He says that there are going to be varying options because it's medicine, but for the most part, everyone can agree on what should be done and how to go about it. Lindros was on the first panel of the day long in the day-long conference organized by Governor General David Johnson.
Accidents are going to happen. Concussions are going to happen. A concussion should not be an excuse to sit on the couch. Listen, they've been going on for years. We're talking about them a little bit more now than we used to because we're seeing some of the effects. But things do need to improve. But this is what we're here for, and we will improve them.
The message to those at the concussion conference is a call for social changes to help coaches better identify concussions and push athletes to take head injuries more seriously. Send us your team or league scores by emailing qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's 4 degrees and mainly cloudy, with temperatures expected to drop down to -1 tonight. Tomorrow, it's 0 degrees and mainly cloudy, with temperatures dropping to -6 in the evening, with a chance of flurries. At 12:11, it's 4 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jessica Clement, Q News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.